Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast. This is the future of podcasts. This is what podcasts look like right now.
What's happening, everybody? Hello. America. Welcome to the cast. I'm sorry. I don't know if Rocco, if you had a whole planned intro there or not.
I did. I wanted to give kind of a solemn introduction to the new world of podcasting and what it was going to be like.
He wrote a whole thing.
He deflated the whole fucking thing.
Why didn't we talk about it beforehand?
Because I was too emotional.
Piss poor planning.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was too emotional.
Same old story.
And
yeah.
Overwhelmed. Yeah, no, and I had an opening and I took it and I fucking blew it.
Yeah, it sucks. It's off to a bad start. I'm going to say things aren't great because, you know, this podcast is off to a bad start. And, you know, that's one reason.
That's one.
Things aren't so great.
Of many.
No, speak for yourself. I'm sitting.
That's the only reason why things aren't great. That's the only reason.
I'm feeling healthy, well, happy. It's a great time.
Legitimately, I have a cold right now, and people are assuming I have the fucking plague.
Whoa, okay, yeah, hold on. I did not know about that.
I didn't know you had a cold. Are you for real?
It's a head.
Sean's phone is fucking this whole thing up. Let me just get that out. Let me get in front of that train right now.
It's a problem.
Somehow I think we should have predicted that was going
to
happen.
Dude, it keeps cutting to Sean's frozen ass room with, and it's like, it keeps taking over the whole thing. We all have these great setups, and what happened? Sean, you infected. Sean got the virus.
It's like freezing on his page, too. It's just him frozen there. And now he's gone. Oh, Jesus.
The whole, I had a whole thing planned, but then, you know, Sean, and then Derek had a whole thing planned, but Sean's frozen face took over the whole thing, so what does it matter at this point? But whatever, we can debate it all we want. But we are trying to do a podcast here tonight, apart, together, divided as one. How are you guys doing? Have you guys, how have you been enjoying this week? Separate in our own
back.
Little world.
Oh, Sean's back. Yeah, 100%. I'm glad to have him back.
He should go. He should go first.
Yeah, Sean,
how you doing?
I feel like Sean's probably the most affected of everybody, so I would love to hear how his week has been.
Yeah, how has your week been, Sean?
Oh, God. Well, can you hear... can you hear me, first off?
You're cutting in and out. See, you sound like you're calling us from the world of Tron.
Whatever, but can you hear me? I don't know.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
We've tested this. Don't. Okay, well, I'm just going to move throughout.
Okay, Garrett, tell us how your week has been going.
Sorry, sure. Get this to work. Don't mind me.
While Sean's doing that.
Look at his kitchen and shit. Oh, that's great. Okay. I've been holed up really only this weekend. You know, things for my jobs kind of are keeping on trucking. But it is definitely going to the grocery store for the first time and seeing empty shelves. It's like, oh shit, all right, it's in my neighborhood too.
Yeah. So basically I've been coming in here. I've still been coming into our studio every day.
Yeah.
And Garrett pretty much has been too. But we are able to, this place is big enough that honestly, if we never wanted to see each other, we don't have to.
We're isolated right now.
Yeah, we're isolated now. In fact, Garrett's sealed in another area way across the thing. And
okay.
I got this better fan going.
Can you hear me?
Oh, Sean's, you look great.
On the roof.
Did you climb a mountain? Where are you calling from?
I got on my roof, and so I thought this would be a better.
Oh, nice.
See me better.
You have a direct link to the satellite from your roof.
Yeah, I thought the higher the better, so I got as high as possible.
And now if we have any more technical difficulties, Sean can do what he would want to do, which is jump.
Yeah, it's true. It's fucking true.
No.
Are you at your wit's end? How are you doing?
Everyone's been really good. Like, my kids have been awesome, honestly. This sucks for everyone. Jenny has to work from our kitchen table, and, like, we have to be quiet. It's really hard. But everyone's hanging in there. it's just anyways,
Are you getting in trouble for being on the roof?
Anyways, yeah, I am. But I'm just doing my best. You know, we're just all trying to get through this. I don't know. Like, but going to the store is scary. I'm just like scared to go anywhere. Like, it just sucks going anywhere. I don't know.
I've kept it really minimal during all this. I went to Costco one time and I was surprised how quickly everything was different in terms of like they had all the like printed signs up and the store routed in certain ways. So like here's an entrance for people 65 and older. Here's an entrance for everybody else. Here's lanes for this. And they had people on every checkout aisle. Like, okay, keep everyone 6 feet apart. It was like they had planned it for a long time. Like they were like, they had a plan ready to go. I was really surprised by that. But that's the only time I went out. Cause I got enough during that. I'm like good for a long, I didn't even stockpile shit. I just have enough that I don't need anything. See each other.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to.
We're isolated right now.
Yeah, we're isolated now. In fact, Garrett's sealed in another area way across the thing. And
okay.
Is this better? Fan going.
Can you see me?
Oh, you look great.
On the roof.
Did you climb a mountain? Where are you calling from?
I got on my roof, and so I thought this would be a better.
Oh, nice.
See me better.
You have a direct link to the satellite from your roof.
Yeah, so the higher the better. So I got as high as possible.
And now if we have any more technical difficulties, Sean can do what he would want to do, which is jump.
Yeah, it's true. It's fucking true.
No,
are you your wits in? How are you doing?
Everyone's been really good. Like my kids have been awesome, honestly. This sucks for everyone. Jenny has to work from our kitchen table. And like we have to be quiet. It's really hard. But everyone's hanging in there. It's just,
are you getting in trouble for being on the roof?
I am, but, I'm just doing my best. You know, we're just all trying to get through this. I don't know. Like, but going to the store is scary. I'm just like scared to go anywhere. Like it just sucks going anywhere. I don't know.
I've kept it really minimal during all this. I went to Costco one time and I was surprised how quickly everything was different in terms of like they had all the like printed signs up and the store routed in certain ways. So like here's an entrance for people 65 and older. Here's an entrance for everybody else. Here's lanes for this. And they had people on every checkout aisle. Like, okay, keep everyone 6 feet apart. It was like they had planned it for a long time. Like they were like, they had a plan ready to go. I was really surprised by that. But that's the only time I went out. Cause I got enough during that. I'm like good for a long, I didn't even stockpile shit. I just have enough that I don't need anything. But yeah, so that was the only time I really went out. It's funny. I mean, like I said, I didn't expect it to be that different. And speaking of different, I really am blown away how different things are since the first or since the last podcast that we did. It's really funny, even if you go back and watch that. I mean, it was only 7 days ago, and none of it holds up at all. Like, I think one of the comments said that last week's podcast aged like milk.
Yeah, that is exactly true.
Really?
Everything we said was wrong, and now, like, we can't be together. Like, it is not – it's, like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. This is – I drove past – I live close to a hospital, and there's, like, huge tents for patients there. It's just, like, it's fucking nuts.
Let's break down our timeline from last week to this week.
Yeah.
I told Sean famously on last week's show that I wasn't worried about this situation. Therefore, Sean didn't have to be worried. And I said, when I get worried, that's when you should get worried. Yeah. And then I went home and read a bunch of news articles that night and came in to work the next day. And I said, Sean, I'm worried.
And I was like, oh,
you should be worried.
Oh, no.
And then that day we had a talk about spreading apart, and we've been trying to figure out how to put this podcast on pretty much ever since.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right to you guys? That was kind of the next day timeline.
Yeah.
It was hours before it was like, oh shit, this is like so serious that like, I mean, the governor put out a thing like you're not supposed to go out unless it's for like, you know, life, food or gas or going to the hospital. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
So it's just been like, it's so weird. Just like my neighborhood, everyone is just like home. Like every road is empty.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
There's more people out walking dogs and just being out on, you know, their front lawns than I've ever seen when I go out. Cause I normally go out to walk dogs and there's like three times as many people everywhere. No one's at work.
Yeah.
Everyone's keeping 6 feet away though.
It's crazy. What were you going to say, Rocco?
Oh no, I really haven't been out that much. And so, yeah, that's what I was going to ask is I did drive around a couple times just cause I just wanted to look around, you know, and again, you guys have been home and whatever. We're all working apart. I've still been coming here just to edit videos by myself, basically.
Yeah.
And Kevin, we are staying open because Kevin has still been running the merchandise. He's running it solo, and I discovered that if we ship directly to homes, that we are okay to stay open, and so that's right. What he's been doing, but. I've just been driving around and it was really empty the couple nights that I did. But I do have friends that are in like LA and stuff like that, that have occasionally sent me a picture of like, I mean, to say people are ignoring what's going on is an understatement. It's like,
no,
like 80 people at the beach, all like eating at the same place.
Well, let me chime in here because I went driving around yesterday just to get out of the house too. And I went to Ocean Beach here in San Diego. You would think everything would be closed. I was saying, like, let's go to the beach. Everything's going to be closed. It was crazy. Half the shit was open. Coffee shops were open.
Yeah.
Target was open.
Yeah.
Hodad's Burgers was open. A taco shop was open. And people were just, like, lined up to get this food, like, commiserating with each other, like, eating burritos, talking with each other. And I was like, what the fuck are these people doing?
Yeah.
They were on the beach, like picnicking. Some guy had set up a tent and was like selling stuff on the beach, like shells and blankets and necklaces. I was like, this guy's fucking open for business. And then I went, there was a taco shop on the corner with like three picnic tables set up. And people were just sitting there with their families eating on the taco shop picnic table. And I was like, you know, they're not sterilizing that picnic table.
Yeah.
5,000 people have sat at that table this week. Coughing, dripping food all over it, farting on it. Like, it was blowing my mind.
Yeah.
Well,
but that's just it. Is like, I know a lot of food places are open and I understand that, but you're supposed to just pick it up and go.
Or drive through.
And so actually that's what I was going to bring up next. So when I was driving around, I honestly debated all week. I was like, cause I didn't really eat a lot of, honestly, I didn't really have like a solid meal almost all week. I was just kind of like snacking on things I had at, you know, from home or whatever. But when I drove around, I was kind of looking like, okay, what's open? What's going on? And I drove by this. I was waiting to share this because you tell me, I have not been to a Chick-fil-A in like a billion years.
Sure.
I drove by one yesterday, the day before, and I'm thinking, okay, well, it's open. Well, it's probably just their drive-through, and sure enough, their dining room is closed. But I'm looking at their drive-through, and I'm thinking, in my mind, this is how the drive-through situation is right now. You order into a speaker, and then one person just fucking chucks your meal out at you in the window. That, right? Kinda, that's the safest, right?
Yeah.
This Chick-fil-A had like 5 or 6 people all out with the iPads.
They always do this.
Circling cars going, okay, yeah. So what did you want? Like, you're all gathering around these fucking cars. And so then I'm thinking, well, okay. Maybe if they're in their car. I don't know. And then I look at the window the where you get the food, and they're not utilizing the window. They have like six people outside the window passing the food to each other. Okay, you'll take this. I put the sauces in.
They're Christian, bro. And I'm like, they're gonna pray.
How many people need to be involved?
True. They don't believe in science. They believe in God.
They're just gonna
pray. I could not believe that. And I've told people about this, and they're like, oh, well, that's how their drive through normally is. That's how their drive through normally is.
Yeah. It is. There's what? Always like super polite, khaki wearing crew outside with iPads. It's very efficient because that line will get long as fuck, but they move it through fast. They do it.
I got that beat as far as crazy shit I saw driving around during the pandemic. So again, I was at the beach and I thought, like, this is blowing my mind. It's so busy here. I'm just going to circle around the parking lot and get out of here. And I swear to God, I saw like people showering at the beach showers and these two girls in bikinis come walking out of the beach bathrooms.
Yeah.
Can you think of a more disgusting place on earth during normal times than the bathrooms at the beach? That's like there's literal shit on the floors and walls.
Yeah.
I mean, those girls are like messing with other people's poop at this moment. So,
Pecophilia.
That's next
that's
level.
Gross, bro.
Dude. Yeah. People out there not taking it seriously. You know, reminds me.
Yeah.
I was watching the news and they were showing, you know, in China, they did all these clandestine things to stop coronavirus. Look at this. Police were actually going around. They would tackle people if they didn't have masks on. Sometimes they would beat them with clubs and drag them back to their house and throw them in their house and weld the door shut. And I'm watching this thing and like, yeah, I support China. Yeah. I get behind it. Now I get it. People are always like, you know, China, it's a fascist, whatever. It's communism over there. And I'm like, nah, I'm getting behind this, tackling the people with no masks. That's what we got to start doing.
Did you guys see the CBS news story of the kids at Miami spring break? Because it's like the best.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're all red-faced.
The girl is like, well, we've had this planned for, I mean, so long, like 2 months. So we couldn't not go.
Yeah.
It's like it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw that video. Johnny sent me that video, actually. And I told him, I was like, this is going to go down to history. They're going to watch this video in history class. Like 50 years from now, I think that clip will be really famous.
Probably.
Imagine if you had a clip before like the nuke dropped and somebody was like, it can't be that big of a bomb. I mean, I'm not going to stop partying. Like how big can it be?
Somebody just said it in the chat, but a group of students from that beach were just tested positive.
Oh my God. Are you serious?
That just came through.
I don't believe that.
That just came through. And I hate to bring down the mood of the podcast too, but just before this, I don't know if you guys saw, but Harvey Weinstein was tested positive.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're not serious.
I'm 100% serious.
In jail? It's in jails now?
So that was the first reaction was, fuck him. But then the second reaction was, how did he get a test? Like
that's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, he's the elite man.
Because he's rich, dude. Yeah, he could get tested. That's the thing. It's like we couldn't get a test if we begged for it. We couldn't do it.
I could get tested.
Oh, Derek could get a test.
I got the nest egg that I've been saving for a moment like this.
Oh, okay.
I saw that Rand Paul has it too.
No.
Yeah, he was
poor Rand. He's old as fuck.
The one guy who voted against his son Rand.
Well, they're both old as fuck.
But he voted against the coronavirus like help bill or whatever it was. He was the one vote saying like, "Oh, we shouldn't do it," and so he has it. So that's it's ironic.
Man, I'm...
Do we want to just talk about coronavirus? Let's escape from coronavirus for a little bit. I think we've said enough. We can come back to it later, but
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. What else? What else is everybody up to?
It's been a good opportunity just to kind of pivot from that. You know, I've been working on a lot of projects here that required a lot of like, basically, if this whole situation didn't happen, I would have had to told you guys to, you know, fuck off for a couple weeks, basically. So I'm doing those projects. But now we're in a different situation, I've been digging through our vaults, and we'll talk about that stuff a little later, but been doing that. And then when I'm not doing that, I have been playing video games, and maybe for once, I think maybe first time in, somebody in the chat is asking if I've seen American movie. I don't have time for that shit.
Oh,
but it's new video games 45. Came out, and, I'm thinking for the first time in 2020, it might be time to talk about video games on the Mega 61
podcast.
Oh,
wow. I think you're right.
I'm not sure.
Are we all playing Animal Crossing? Derek, did you play that? Are you playing that?
No. I only have one Switch, and my girlfriend has commandeered Animal Crossing.
Oh, shit.
No. Okay.
Sorry, bro.
Apparently we can play it together, but...
You can.
Oh.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd be playing second fiddle, you know? It wouldn't be a true Animal Crossing experience.
That hurts. That hurts.
Which is fine. Like, I have so many games that I'm already playing, and I never beat the games I play anyway. Like, it looked really interesting to me. I was really looking forward to trying it, but realistically, I have other games. I got Horizon Zero Dawn. I haven't even cracked that open, so.
That game is awesome.
Yeah, man, I was dying to play that for so long, but it came out during when Breath of the Wild came out, so I tried it. I started it right after I beat Breath of the Wild, and I was just too burnt out. Like, I was like, I need to play, like, Street Fighter or something. Like, I need to play something totally different. But I always wanted to go back to that.
I didn't beat that game, but I really liked it. I really did. I have been playing so much Animal Crossing with my kids, and we have now like all made a profile, and so we can all play together. And like, we're like, I didn't realize that like I kind of fucked up a little bit and let them name it. So now like my island name is like Peaches with a weird symbol next to it for some reason. And like they put Lennon's on my profile. So if I want to make my own, I have to go to Lennon's profile. It got so fucked up, but like, overall, like, it's cool. Like, we all live on the same island, and like, we can like help each other out. And like, Emma had an axe and I didn't, so she left the axe like by my house. So when I turned it on, like, oh, there's an axe here I can use. And so like, it's been like cool to have like, I don't know, we're all working together kind of. And like, the multiplayer thing, I didn't really even realize that like, we're all walking around the island together. It's super cool.
That's cool.
Bringing the fam together.
I don't really know the point of this yet. Like, you know, kind of like the last time.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll be all clear soon. You're reaching the point.
Well, wait until the invasion starts. The bad guy's going to show up real soon.
Right. Okay. All right.
There's a boss fight.
Well, I was actually
save all your resources.
Garrett, you're all in Animal Crossing.
Like, oh, yeah, yeah. I've been playing a lot.
What do you think, since you are like pocket – whatever, and then like the one on the 3DS you're into,
pocket whatever. I'm really liking it. It's slow paced in the beginning because they kind of, you know, put these tasks in front of you, and then stuff doesn't kind of unlock until the next day. So people are, you know, for the first time getting into it. I think it takes them gradually through it, which I think is really well done. For me, playing the last, you know, previous generations of this game, I'm like, I want to do the next thing. I want to grind to the next thing. And it's been fun, but the multiplayer has been great, like being able to visit and trade. And I like the personalization already, figuring out how to use the Nintendo app to like scan QR codes of designs from my 3DS.
Oh, that's cool.
And like, I kind of have fun just doing that customization thing, and then I'll hit a point where I'll probably check in with it for 10 minutes a day. But right now I'm playing it like fucking hours a day, pretty much only this started Friday night. But
if I wanted to go onto your island, would we have to be online at the same time? Is that how that works? Okay.
Yeah, and if that's what wasn't clear to me is, so I'm playing it too, and I don't know anything about the online stuff, but every time I've checked, they've gone, oh, there's no islands for you to go to. And I'm like, I have like 50 friends online playing this right now.
So right. They have to open their – a lot of people aren't opening their island right now because their shit isn't set up. Because like the first 2-3 days, you know, of playing this, the stuff hasn't unlocked. Like the shop hasn't unlocked. Your neighbors haven't gotten their houses. Yeah. Like you haven't established the museum, which is like one of the first things. So it takes like night cycle because it's a 24-hour clock in this
right.
game.
Okay. Right.
And like 3 days in, I think you're going to see people more and more comfortable with like, hey, I'm going to open my shit's kind of set up, you know, unless you're grinding right now. Your shit looks kind of basic and there's nothing to do. But
yeah,
once people start building shit that they want to show off, then they'll open their gates. But, you know, if you're close friends with someone, just DM them to, you know, there's like a code you can send for like a private invitation.
Oh, then I'll give you guys my code.
There's different ways to do it. But just text one of us. You know, I'll let you in my island, Sean. I'll give you a pair.
Okay. Oh, dude, I got peaches up the wazoo.
Oh, mine are oranges.
Ooh. Oh, we're the perfect combo here.
Yeah.
Wait, is Brian playing too? We should say Brian's producing here tonight.
Yeah, I've been playing. I've been playing this game when I get a chance.
What fruit do you got, Brian?
I got oranges.
Okay.
All right. Oranges. Yep. Oranges. It's where it's at. I got oranges.
You got a nice variety.
I got my neighbors. I got a mouse named Samson. He's fucking dope. Dude fucking rules. Like,
yeah, you streamed it, Rocco.
Yeah, we did stream it. So I streamed it the other day and I kind of let everyone know that this is a new thing for me. Relatively, I played Animal Crossing on GameCube and I thought it was interesting, like it took the whole fucking memory card and like all that stuff. You know, it was kind of like not convenient to get in and out, but I played it for like a day. I thought it was all right, but the later versions I just kind of didn't really see the appeal, and beyond that I never gave the series a chance. So I really thought I always kind of like Animal Crossing, yeah, whatever. So I really wanted to give it one more shot, and I thought, well, if I'm going to, the Switch is the perfect place to do it because then it's portable and, you know, it's going to be really easily you can hop in and out, you know, especially if you buy it digitally, which I did. So I just thought, well, okay, I've shooed it away all these years. I'm going to try this one. I'll give it a shot. And at first I went through waves. At first I thought, oh, this is cute. This is cool. But I saw a lot of people kind of like, oh, I've already played like 70 hours of this, and I'm like, how, what?
Yeah,
but so that kind of made me go like, maybe I'm still missing something with this, like I don't, what? However, I've been checking in on it every day since it came out, and I think that's where I'm liking it. I don't see anything, I guess I don't see the appeal of like playing it all day every day. That I feel like I would just burn out and like not care because there's no like story to it, whatever.
Right.
But checking in every day, like I woke up kind of early this morning and I popped in on it and like there was stuff going on and I, you know, I did everything and then it's kind of like, okay, well, you know, you'll have a museum tomorrow, come back tomorrow. And it's like, okay, you know, in that sense, having it digitally on my Switch, something I could just pop into every day, it's cool. Like I'm actually like digging that. Like I've come around on it. I've really enjoyed it. I don't think I'm gonna play like all day every day, but I've liked what I've done so far.
I think that this is the perfect game to come out right now. Like,
yeah,
this is what it's like, a little escape. You go to your little island and you make your little home here, and I don't have to worry about like the shit that's going on in the world. It's it couldn't be better.
It's the most peaceful distraction if you're stressing about what's going on in real life.
I really think it helps me out. I'm sure it's helping a lot of people out who are fucking miserable right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think some people are, somebody mentioned it in the chat, like it's designed to be played at little points, at like, you know, a little bit every day. But I definitely know people who are like skipping the clock ahead.
Oh, fuck time traveling.
So they could do that. But
time traveling, some bullshit.
Yeah, no, I want to play it. I want to play it the way they designed it. I mean, I ain't holding it against anybody for doing that because, hey, this week is fucked up. You do whatever you got to do. But I'm liking playing it the way that it is. I checking into it like when I wake up and stuff is cool. I've really enjoyed it. So I've come around.
You can grind this game. It's great living with a person during this quarantine who is obsessed with the franchise.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend just knows the answer to any little thing I have. It's like, hey, how many times should I hit this tree with the axe? Well, hit it 3 times a day and it'll put out the wood. If you don't want to do it more than that, it'll damage your axe faster. You know, you can shake it in limited amount of time. Like any question I have, I'm just looking across on the couch at Trish and asking her. And like, she has been grinding and playing in a way that keeps her occupied with stuff. But, like, she's burning through the game. She's got shit leveled up. She's got extra rooms in her house.
Extra rooms in her house?
Like, three rooms. It's crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, I got to learn how to do all these things. But, like, I am, like, you know, it's fun. And, like, it's cool because, like, since we're all playing, like, earlier, like, hey, we're going to help Sawyer get her house perfect. And so, like, we're all working, like, together to get that going. And then, like, after that, it's like, okay, now it's Emma's turn. You know, I don't know. It's great.
But, yeah, it is kind of nuts to me, though. Like, I don't really know a lot about the series. So I'm really enjoying these little elementary things. But then, like, friends of mine post screenshots online, and it looks like they built fucking Tomorrowland on their island. It's like, how is that? I don't know. I don't even know what's to come with that. But anyway, but it's cute. I'm enjoying it. It's fun.
That's grinding.
I definitely came around on it. It's cool.
Yeah. Has anyone played Doom?
Yes.
Yeah.
How's that?
Rocco, do you want to go first?
Yeah, but I'm going to say some snobby shit here.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
I knew it.
Let me be brief then.
Yeah.
And we'll get your counterpoint.
Yeah.
Because I just have wrapped up the 2016 Doom like about a week ago.
Yeah.
And jumped right into this, and the gameplay and everything else is fantastic. And I'm like, maybe a little, I'm only playing it. It's weird. I play Animal Crossing during the day, and when it gets dark, I play Doom. That's kind of been my Saturday, Sunday routine. But the gameplay itself is super fun, and I enjoy the new monsters and some of the ways the weapons work a little different. But for the most part, it feels and gets me right back into the same game I was playing before, which is good. The story, on the other hand, now I'm only like into level 2, like I just got the super shotgun, but I don't know what the fuck. I don't know. There is like a lot of shit missing in between where I just finished the last game, and this one picks up, and I have no fucking idea what happened. Like, so story wise, we're still up for debate.
Yeah,
but I love the gameplay. I'm super fluid with it, just like I was with the old one. But what do you think?
I was not. I enjoyed the last Doom, but I was never blown away by it. I thought it was fun, and I bought it twice. Honestly, like I played it on console, and then I got the Switch version too because I thought that would be a lot of fun to just play like portably. And I thought that was a good port for being on for a game that visually complex to be on Switch. I thought it was cool. Like I thought they did a good job. So I thought it was fun, but I didn't think it was revolutionary either. Like it was just like, I don't know. Like it wasn't particularly fresh to me, but it was just like it was cool that it got back into this mindset of the way shooters used to be, where it's just fast and fucking crazy, and a lot of things that have mattered for years are back to not mattering, and you know what I mean. Like it was cool. Like I you know, it was fun, but
it plays so fast paced, and this new one has like these elements of exploration I wasn't ready for.
Yeah.
Like traversing terrain is actually like part of the puzzle solving now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say is the thing that never really did it for me was I just, you know, it's meant to be kind of a throwback to the way shooters used to be in that sort of visceral sense of, you know, like it's fast and crazy and gory or whatever. And, you know, and you're fighting these things from hell and all that stuff. But I never really liked shooters back then. And I kind of gave a bad review to that last Wolfenstein that came out too. Because I'm just over hyperviolence and the fucking, this is why I say snobby shit. Like, I just feel like this is the one genre where I kind of sit there and I feel like I'm too old for this shit. Like, I just am over hyperviolence and fucking chainsaws ripping through stuff. I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just kind of like spent on that.
Yeah, and whenever I see that, I just think of the 90s, honestly.
Yeah, which and is I where think this there's a out. Certain appeal to that.
So I get it. Yeah.
I get that, but I just feel like I saw enough of it in the 90s, and I'm just kind of done.
Sure.
And so playing this new Doom, I just feel like, we're doing this again. Yeah. All right. It just doesn't, I don't know. I played it today and I just didn't, it didn't do anything for me. I think I'm good. I played the 2016 one and that was kind of a return to form, but I'm just not, I don't really feel the need to continue on the second one. It's just not, yeah, I just feel spent in that department. I do want to say too, I thought it was utterly insane. It made me, sign up for an account to play it.
Yeah, doesn't that suck?
Wait, what?
I just wanted to play the single player mode, and it's like, cool, yeah, make your Bethesda account. And I'm like, why? Oh, just sign up shit. and then you can play. I'm like, I'm not even signing up for any of the online stuff or anything like that, but you have to make an account.
Fuck that.
And I just don't understand why. Like, I bought the game and that's not enough. Like, I don't know. It just seemed weird. It's not like it takes that long to do it, but I just felt why am I don't want to sign up for all these accounts. I just don't understand that.
Well, that's the thing is it could take 10 seconds. That's not the point.
Yeah.
It's the fact that they're making you do something like this. Like, I just want to play a game. I gave you $60. So fuck off.
I know what it is. It's that this billion-dollar company. It's just like they come off a little cheap. You know, it's like when you used to buy a CD and it would only play like on a certain amount of computers. And it was like, I bought it. Like,
yeah,
I understand piracy and stealing is a problem, but now I'm being punished because it just comes off.
Yeah.
Like I'm being punished. I don't know.
It's just bad. It's bad vibes. As soon as you turn the thing on, it's like,
I was bummed.
What's that?
It was the same thing with the apps, the Doom and Doom 2 for iPhone and Android. There was all this bullshit for the first week until they patched it where you didn't need that Bethesda thing.
Yeah.
Because people raged on it so hard. I didn't really expect it to be there when I turned the game on either. But it hit me on the second day because I played it without the patch. So I played without updating, which kept it offline.
Yeah.
It was once I turned the game online. That's when it hit me with it. So I think if you take your system offline and play that game, you don't have to have a Bethesda account.
Yeah, I tweeted about, like, do I really have to sign up for that? And I had people telling me, oh, just turn your internet off. It's like,
but fuck
what
that.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I just made a dummy email account. Fuck up.
Yeah, I think that's what I actually, that, I mean, again, it wasn't like this was some huge obstacle, but I put fake email. It was like, fuck you at fuckyou.com or something like that.
I have a dump email
Rocco about all the times you've told people to turn their speakers down.
Yeah.
When they said turn your internet off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, no, I'm not saying I didn't deserve it. But again, I know I'm being like, I know that's, I perfectly knew that was going to sound like some snobby shit. But that, I'm just, yeah, that's why I don't think I'm going to continue that one. It's, that developer is cool. I just, that's not my thing. I don't know.
Sure.
Sure.
You know, you tried it.
I've been staying so busy this week, I've barely been able to play video games. I'm still playing Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think I'm coming to the end of it, but I really have no idea. The story mode is kind of hard to, I guess I'm not really paying attention. I just want to, like, explore shit.
Yeah.
So I don't know how close I am to the end, but it feels like it's winding down for me.
Yeah, it wasn't the longest game. I mean, I think you'll beat it. And that's what I want to say too, also, as well as, like, when I kind of, like, move on from, like, this new Doom or whatever, I should also say, like, I have such a backlog of games I haven't played that I very quickly move on. If a game is like, nah, you're not doing it for me, I quickly move on. I know sometimes sometimes it seems like, geez, you barely gave that a chance, but that is how I am, and I'm not a player.
I do the same thing. I mean, it's our job to play video games. We're in the video game industry. We try to stay informed, so we play a lot. I don't know if we play necessarily more than somebody who's just really into video games.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Like, I have so much coming across my table. I can't force myself to complete every single game.
Yeah,
I'll just get, the pipes will get backed up.
Yeah. Right.
Sure.
I actually, our friend Javier, who works at Sony gave me a code for MLB The Show 20. So I've been playing that as well. And awesome. It's awesome. I mean, every time I play this game, it's like, the crowd looks better. The graphics, it looks real. And now that baseball is, I don't know, are they even going to do baseball this year? Like, it's nice just to, like, have a little bit of baseball.
When would that have started, Sean?
It's supposed to start, it was supposed to start in, like, a week or two. At the end of the month. But now they're saying, like, my dad works for the Padres, and they were telling him, like, yeah, maybe July, probably August if it happens. Like, it's like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So, who knows?
I think a stadium full of people will be the last thing to come back.
Yeah. Did you hear?
I think we're going to have to work our way up to it
as well.
Did you hear about, Sean, did you hear about all the stuff with the Olympics right now?
Someone told me that they're going to postpone it, but I don't know if that's real or not.
They're giving it, I think, like, I don't know, I think, like, maybe I'm getting this wrong, but, like, within the next 10 days is the decision on postponing it. Yeah, they're like...
I heard they're going to push it back till next year. That's what they're aiming for.
That makes sense. Like, if it... it fucking sucks, but it probably will be 2021 now.
Fuck.
Which is so crazy.
I wanted to play a game with you guys on this stream.
Yeah.
Can we try that? We have a little bit of time left.
Well, hey, can I get to, can I thank some sponsors and bring up a few things real quick?
Sure, totally. Let's do it.
Okay. Guys, if you're watching this within the sound of my voice, I want to say thank you for watching. As always, we wanted to do this podcast for everybody because, you know, we know you need as much stuff as possible to watch right now. You're all cooped up. We've been doing a lot more live streams this past week, putting up a lot more stuff on our Patreon. We've doubled down on our Patreon content. You know, there's been twice as many friend dimensions. We had, you know, some stuff coming out from the vault, all that kind of stuff. In fact, one thing from the vault that came to our main channel was we thought this would be the only thing that could cheer the world up. A 4K remaster of maybe our most iconic, most important video, Timbo. That's right. I went back and found the original project files, remastered them, made them the best they've ever looked. In 4K, it's on YouTube now. Timbo in 4K. Was it filmed in 4K? Absolutely not. No, not remotely. It was on mini DV. But
4K didn't exist.
But cleaned up as much as possible and exported into 4K to get that higher bit rate on YouTube. Looks incredible. And you're going to get behind the scenes of Timbo that has never been released before. It'll be on our YouTube channel tomorrow. Now, with all this Timbo talk, we filmed that 15 years ago, if you can believe that. It's the 15th anniversary when we filmed it. I don't think it came out until 2006, but that's not the point. We made it 15 years ago. Anyway, with all of that, we have a 64-hour special shirt that's on sale for the next 64 hours. The Team Timbo shirt is on sale right now.
Oh, look at that.
Look at
shop.mega64.com. And you can get that for the next 64 hours. The official shirt of the street fighting Timbo, Team Timbo, the whole, you know, the street team. Anyway, so
they got to get that shirt. So they, you know, what team are you on?
Yeah, exactly.
You on Dreads or are you on Team Timbo? You're on Team Timbo.
Exactly. So that's up in the store right now. But this last Friday, we restocked a bunch of stuff, including a couple very rare items. The Death is Certain Cat variant sweatshirt. That was a Black Friday exclusive, and we made some extra to bring to events, and there's some events that they didn't make it there so the excess stock that we had, we threw them up on the website. We also put up the Rainbow Elite shirt, the Youth Pastor shirt, the Evil shirt. All this stuff was put up on our store, and what we did, because we know times are tough right now, things are, you know, kind of difficult for people. We discounted all our media, the Blu-rays, DVDs, stuff like that. We discounted all that stuff. So you can order it, get it shipped to your home. You could watch it during this time. We know you need it. But on top of all that, we have a discount code you can use for 15% off your entire order. That's on top of the discounts that we do on Blu-rays. But it's for all the items in the store, the whole order, 15% off. Use the code greatdeals.exe in the at checkout. And you
that's
will get
with
15%
a Z, right?
Off. And that's great. Deals? Great Deals is, of course, spelled wrong. That's GREATEDEALZ.exe. And that will give you 15%
off. Thank you for telling him where the Z goes. It's almost impossible to figure out without the explanation.
You might not know. You might, I mean, who knows?
You may never know.
In the world of, there's a lot of numbers out there, as Prince once said. But anyway, check that out.
R-I-P.
And then there's some other stuff, again, and patreon.com/mega64 is where you find all that video stuff. There's some more stuff that we've announced that I want to talk about, but I'll save that for the end. And that way, you know, mention a few more things, save it for the end and we'll talk then. But, in the meantime, I think we should do the game that Derek was talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a game. Before this pandemic struck, I knew things were going to be bad. So I went to the board game store and I picked up all kinds of shit. One thing I got was this game. It's called Are You a Robot? It was a $2 game. It said $2 to play, 5 minutes of your time. Sounded cool. So I checked it out. It is cool. It's a game with three cards. Here's how it works. Rocco, Sean, and Garrett will select a card from me. One of these cards says you are a robot. The other two say you're a human. The human players want to find each other, and they want to shoot the robot. The robot wants to not get shot. Does that make sense so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you're a robot, you do not have the ability to shoot. You can only answer questions. Obviously, you can lie. Anybody can lie. That's a part of the game. Humans can ask any questions they want and at any point can shoot anybody they want. The first person to shoot somebody ends the game. If they shot a robot, the humans win. If they shot another human, the robot wins.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Shit. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll try it. I'll put the cards down here on my desk, and you just tell me one, two, or three, depending on the number you give me. That's what card you get, and then I'll send you guys a message in the Slack to tell you what your role is.
So we know
access
what card we drew. Yeah, okay. I'm on the Slack right now, ready to roll.
Excellent. Let me make sure I'm on the Slack here. Okay, yeah, we use Slack here at Mega 64. Now you all know our secret.
We're so professional.
You guys have kind of been keeping business rolling in a way similar to how we're podcasting right now, right? You guys,
yeah,
have been
every
meeting?
Day we have meetings.
in this program we're using now?
Yeah.
Okay, Garrett.
It's interesting.
Give me a number, one, two, or three.
Let's go with number three.
Okay, I am messaging you right now. Did you get that?
Yep.
All right, cool. Rocco, Sean, are you guys
I'll be
available right now.
I'm gonna be number one.
Okay, Sean, I'm sending you. Did you get that, Sean?
1 second. Yep, got it.
Okay, Rocco, that means by default you are the remaining card.
Okay.
Okay, so you guys can ask each other any questions you want. A good question is, are you a robot? That's the one I always start with. But all right, the game has started. Everybody at home, you can play too. Help everybody out in the chat. You know, type in the chat your suspicions or questions you think people should ask.
Sean.
Yeah.
Your nephew comes in from the yard and shows you his butterfly collection plus the killing jar. What do you do?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I don't have a nephew.
Okay.
I do. I was a lie. I should have lied about that.
He shows you his collection of dead butterflies and the killing jar. What's your move?
I'll tell him. I'm going to tell his mom. What is that question? I don't know what you're saying to me.
All right.
Okay, you're a weirdo.
Not your number. It's all right. Figured you out.
Okay.
All right, Sean, you can ask your question now.
Rocco.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a robot?
Am I do I answer that? Like, is that against?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You answer truthfully or, you know, lie. Say whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah.
You are the robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to shoot him, Sean, or should I? Hey.
Hey, Garrett, you like guns so much, I say you shoot him.
What does that mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
You're a gun enthusiast.
Look, first of all, that proves I'm a human because the robot can't shoot anyone.
Okay,
I can do this.
All right. If you guys are going to shoot anybody, then I think it's Rocco's turn to ask a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how to it takes me a long time to understand games. Just so yeah. You know, so I don't really know what to ask.
Don't mention the killing jar. Tip one.
Okay. Derek, are you
Derek's not playing.
He's not playing. I don't understand. I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Garrett, I don't know.
Yeah.
Garrett, what's the name of your island? I don't know.
My island in Animal Crossing?
Yeah.
The game I'm playing because I'm a human gamer?
Yeah.
That is, I named it Geofront. Geofront.
That's so much cooler than Peaches.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So just to reiterate, just to go over the rules one more time, by any means necessary, you have to figure out who the robot is through a series of questioning. Humans are allowed to shoot anybody they want at any time. Robots can't shoot anybody. So the robot's just trying to stay alive, and the humans are trying to kill him.
And there's two robots, right? And one human?
No. Two humans, one robot.
Okay. I had it flipped. I think Rocco was answering along his protocol and is the robot, and I don't think Sean is.
Yeah, I concur with that.
I'm ready to pull the trigger here. I want to ask one more question to Rocco.
Okay.
Whoops, sorry. Okay. Rocco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you were to be an operating system, would you be Mac, PC, Linux, / Unix based? Which of the three?
Mac. Like,
oh, sorry.
You shot him?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
All right, that's game over, everybody.
The robot, you idiot, Garrett. Oh, Rocco. You fool.
You just shot your human friend, Garrett.
So the robots win.
I'm so clever.
The robots fucking won.
They always do.
Rocco, why would you lie and say you were the robot?
I don't know what I was supposed to do, so I just said
I tried to explain it, and I asked if anybody had any questions.
Because I didn't even know what to ask.
That's okay. Sometimes it takes a tutorial phase.
Yeah.
Wait, okay. Why don't you
It takes me a long time to understand any game at all.
I know. It's unfair just to put you on the spot.
And I would tell you, Rocco, with board games especially, like, I am this, like, super dumb when it comes to those. Like, there are some board games, like, I see at PAX are so complicated. It's like, who's learning this shit? Like, no thank you.
Oh, yeah. Kevin came over. We tried to play that Resident Evil 2 Kickstarter tabletop game.
Yeah.
It was, we weren't prepared for the hours of reading we needed.
That's the thing.
I like to be the guy that runs the board game, but it's always like, I need 45 minutes of silence to like read the instructions or watch a video. And nobody wants to sit through that on board game night. So.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
What if you get Rocco to pick who asks who questions and then the three of us try to give it another go? Because I feel like, Derek, you know maybe the right kind of questions to ask.
Are you guys want to do another round? I thought that was good. We don't have to do another one. It's up to you guys.
I'll let Rocco decide and say he's the one.
I don't. Yeah, sure. I don't.
Okay. You just pick who gets to ask what question.
Yeah, Rocco, you just put in the Slack and you text us willy-nilly about it. I say you just go crazy.
So
there is a two-player mode if Garrett and Sean want to play against each other.
Well, how is that possible?
Like, I feel like I'm not smart enough to know what the proper questioning is.
That's the thing.
I can't think of it on the spot right now, but maybe you know, having played this, like, are there questions you can ask that'll narrow this down? Or does it just go until someone shoots someone and then it's like flipping a coin?
It's always trying to, like, to just determine if somebody's lying. So just ask them questions related about being a robot. I don't know. It's more about, like, trusting your gut, I think, when you play this game. Yeah. It is kind of very open-ended. Like, how do you choose?
No, we played a game on the Jackbox stage for the new party pack that was kind of like this, right? With, like, the alien and the people.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
I remember that. TwitchCon.
Yeah, yeah. TwitchCon. But that was very similar to this.
I think this game went perfectly. I don't think we need to play another one.
No, I'm good then. I'm good.
That was fun while it lasted. It's a $2 game.
Yeah, you know, not bad.
It's worth $2. It makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, sure. When was the last time you guys watched the Thomas Jane Punisher movie from 2004?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Maybe like 2 years ago.
You'd never seen it? Derek, I swore we saw it together.
I think we like were watching it in your like room in like high school or college once, but really? I don't think we sat and watched it from end to end.
Really? I thought we saw it in theaters, but now I can't remember who I saw it with. I went with a bunch of people.
No, I've never seen a Punisher movie.
Rocco, if I had to guess, I would say our friend Matt, who, because he saw that movie.
Maybe.
And I know I couldn't go with him.
I just remember I went with a ton of people that hated it. And I think it's bad, but it was like the greatest movie I'd ever seen. Do you know what I mean? I watched it again today. That's the reason I bring it up is I saw it again, or I watched it today, and it's the weirdest movie because it was made in the early 2000s, but feels completely like a product of the 80s. Like it doesn't adhere to any. I feel like morality with movies changed over the course of decades, but this movie just like raucously kills people. And like, there's no display of morality at all. Like at one point, John Travolta, like suspects his wife of cheating and just throws her off a bridge and she lands. And then we see a train go over her. Like it's so unnecessarily like,
holy shit.
And it's like, am I supposed to like think, oh wow, that's cool. Like it's just completely, I remember everyone just being like, oh man, what the fuck? And at the time back then I was like, It was a bad movie, but I kind of enjoyed it. But I watch it now, and it's just horrific. It's like, how did this happen? It's really incredible how it doesn't it. You watch it now. It's first of all, I got it on like a 4K Blu-ray. It's the worst looking 4K Blu-ray I've ever, by far. The movie looks like shit.
And, oh really?
Yeah, it's just they kill the dude's family and then he just goes on revenge against them. But it's like not even I don't know how else to say it. Like even the opening where they kill his family is like it's like not cool. Like like people
it's not cool,
show
bro.
Up and just mow down his family picnic.
Oh my God.
I feel like they wouldn't even do that now. Like they wouldn't even, it's just like, you don't even want to watch it. It's like,
yeah.
Oh man.
That's not happened to the comics. That's the carousel.
Yeah.
Can you believe that movie came out 16 years ago?
That is so weird to think about.
Man.
But it really looks and feels like it was made in like 1984 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway. I hadn't seen it in a million years, but I will say it looks, it made me laugh then. And it actually did make me laugh really hard now when he puts a giant bomb in a thing of, they call up a thing of wine on like a dumbwaiter or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And it comes up and blows up a whole floor of people. And it's not even, I don't know if I'm laughing with the movie or at the movie, but that part still cracks me up. But anyway, that's all.
I've watched a new movie every night with the kids. It's been like movies. That's all we've done.
Yeah.
Some have sucked. I saw Rise of Skywalker again. I didn't like it as much the second time.
Oh, really?
Which bummed me out. I mean, it was fine, but like, I definitely got more of like we said of like, man, that movie just starts and it's just like, okay, stop for one second, stop. So I saw it. Last night we watched Billy Madison, and I know you've never seen it, Rocco. You never will see it. But
aged better than Star Wars, didn't it?
It did. It did. The first 10 minutes, I was like, oh, what have I done? Like, it's all Adam. It's what you hate, Rocco. It's shabba-da-doo. It's all of that.
Yeah, fuck that.
But, is there a scene? After that, it gets fucking great. Like, every line is like, oh, man, I loved all of this. Like, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Billy Madison, which one is the one where he goes to school? Is that it?
That's Billy Madison. That's it. Yeah.
What's the best one?
He has to repeat every grade.
I've seen Billy Madison. I've seen Billy Madison. That's the one I've seen. I didn't see the golf one.
Oh, Happy
Gilmore.
That one's
even better.
Happy Gilmore's better.
Okay, yeah. Billy Madison was okay. I just don't think he's that funny, but it wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, I think Happy Gilmore is like more of a mainstream 90s comedy. I think it's like more accessible. More people can enjoy the hockey player who has to play golf other than the guy who has to go back to school.
Right. Yeah. But anyways, great. I was surprised. It held up.
I watched based on we talked about this on the last podcast. I watched Mike Myers, The Cat in the Hat.
Oh my God. Did you really?
Yeah. I watched all of it from beginning to end.
And what'd you think?
Wow.
It was amazing. I'd never seen it. It was actually like visually held up. I was really impressed with the kind of like special effects they had in it and the like animated opening, you know, for a 2003 movie, it still looks really pretty. I think the set direction is like amazing. And I guess the guy who directed it was a set director before he became a film director.
I see.
I hear you're like dead on the inside because you're like, fuck that movie.
Well,
and I agree with you. Fuck that movie. It was like so gonzo. I couldn't believe what I was watching, but I kind of became like, I don't know, like a little bit fascinated by it. Like I couldn't stop watching it. And then I became obsessed with like, how did this movie get made?
That's exactly my point of like, how did it get this far? How is that possible?
Well, apparently Mike Myers did not want to make this movie at all.
Really?
And actually got into a huge lawsuit with the film, with the production company, Warner Brothers, I believe, because he was contractually obligated to make this movie and was like fighting them tooth and nail. And they almost like sued him for like $3.8 million I found out on the internet.
What? I didn't know any of this.
He stood to lose almost $4 million out of his pocket if he didn't make Cat in the Hat. So he went, fine, fuck it. I'll make Cat in the Hat. And apparently he was miserable to work with, refused to talk to anybody on set except the director, and fought on a daily basis with the director about how scenes should be filmed. Apparently they did like 20 takes for every scene because Mike Myers just kept saying like, this isn't funny. We got to keep going until we get something funny.
Oh my God.
The fact that there was misery behind the scenes makes this movie 20 times funnier now.
It's such a fascinating story. This is the only film this director ever made because he had such a bad experience making it. And then the movie flopped so hard.
Oh my God.
It ruined the film director's career. Mike Myers was forced to make this movie. He had a contract. He had to make two movies against his will. This and Love Guru.
Oh, and did that tanked his career?
That was against his will? I thought he wanted to do Love Guru.
No.
Really?
That was another. He was contractually obligated to make both of these movies. He didn't want to make them. His career was ruined after this. It's like such a fascinating train wreck to me. I couldn't stop. Because like I watched this movie and then I was just researching it for like days.
He was like the biggest name for a while with Austin Powers and stuff. That was like huge. He was massive. Yeah, man. And those movies killed him. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was coming off of Shrek and Austin Power. And I guess the studio was like, we need your star power. And it's almost like a dark lesson about like Hollywood and being forced to make these giant movies.
Yeah.
You know, the studio, I mean, do they have – it's not like they want your career to suffer, but they can take you, you know, with a couple of bad films.
Yeah.
Well, he signed that bad contract and I guess owed them two movies. So,
I mean, it probably sounded like a good contract at the time. We're going to make these movies and you owe us a couple more comedies down the line, right? Not knowing what they are.
Somebody,
Somebody
was saying that Mike Myers wrote Love Guru. Didn't like, that's what I thought too. That's what I don't understand is why the hell.
I don't know, but from the information that I found, just going through the IMDb, this was the story that was kind of floating around Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Love Guru. Yeah. I mean, ask anybody was, miserable, but, I want to direct everyone to, I don't know why I looked this up, fairly recently. Back when The Love Guru came out, YouTube was like kind of a new thing. And I think no one really knew how to treat it or how to do marketing right on it. And so, Love Guru had a YouTube channel and they would just, they had, you're going to think I'm making this up. It was static images. I remember this because I remember seeing this trending on YouTube back when we were trying to like do actually good videos. And then I would see this trending and it would make me so sad. But the Love Guru had a YouTube channel where it's just like a static image of Mike Myers as the Love Guru like that. And they would animate someone's mouth over the image of him. Like they couldn't get Mike Myers to do these videos. So they had someone dub over him and like just do like inspirational videos as the character. It's the worst thing you've ever seen, but I think it's all still up. So everyone should go try to find the Love Guru YouTube channel and find those videos. Yeah. It's just someone like talking in silence, as this character from The Love Guru, and they're like some of the most unwatchable videos, but they're still up. So try to find those. It's great YouTube history. There you go.
Hey, let me read you. This is the trivia piece on IMDb. Now this is worded a little strange, so maybe I'm misreading this.
Okay.
Listen for yourself. It says, while Mike Myers' bad behavior on set was widely reported, it was later revealed that he was contractually obligated to act in this movie. He disagreed with the script and the direction the movie was taking and tried to get out of his contract. Universal sued him for $3.8 million. He countersued. They reached a settlement where he agreed to make another film with the studio. This movie and his next one, The Love Guru, did so badly at the box office that he only acted sporadically afterward, mostly in voiceover films.
That is so crazy.
So maybe he did write it, but he just wrote it to like get something done, you know, whatever, he got it done.
Maybe. The settlement they came to says he's going to do another film with the studio. It doesn't say if that's Love Guru, but it says his film after this was Love Guru, and that was Dunzo. So
damn, who knows? Man.
That is so crazy.
I just remember Love Guru, it had been years. And I remember Love Guru, people were thinking like, oh, this might be his comeback.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why did we think that?
Love Guru was 5 years after Cat in the Hat.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You got to switch genres like Jim Carrey. If you do too many wacko movies, you got to go drama and get all serious. Then
I remember Mike Myers did dramatic roles. He was in that Studio 54 movie. He played like the
choked
out studio owner.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
Yeah, that was right.
So he tried to do it the right way.
He's like in bit parts, but that was like his last leading movie was The Love Guru.
Sean, is it raining?
Yeah, it just started raining. My kids just ran out and gave me an umbrella.
Such nice kids.
Nice. Yeah, that storm's coming in.
It's supposed to be pretty rainy this next week, and it's funny. It's funny, like, as soon as California was told to stay inside, we got a ton of rain. It's like we're killing it on the stay inside weather, definitely.
Yeah. I just was telling Jenny, it's like having to be like quarantined or whatever sucks. I just wish we knew the end date of it. Like, even if it was like, hey, sorry, it's October. It's like, that's terrible, but at least I know. But right now it's so like they don't know anything. And it sucks. This sucks.
Well, are we going to talk about Corona again?
Oh, sorry.
You're saying that, the worst is yet to come. I've read some stuff.
No.
Dude, by next Saturday, it's going to be like 125,000 infected in America. That's what I'm looking at predictions to say that. And that it's going to be at least 8 weeks until we get through the worst of it.
Oh, my God. So we have 8 more podcasts like this.
After May is what we're looking at.
After May?
That's what I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? But that's what I'm aiming for.
Man.
Well, everyone's taking like their precautions. Like when you go in to the grocery stores, they got limited hours now where I'm at. I was buying just my normal amount of food, and I buy these tuna packets, which I eat them for lunches all the time. Well, now that's a considered like a high priority item. You can only have 2 of them. And I didn't see the sign on that, and I felt so guilty going to the check stand, and I had like 12 because I always buy 12.
What item?
The packets of tuna. Do I have one in here?
Yeah, you always have that for your lunch.
Yeah.
That's by priority? What?
Yeah, because it's like a can. It's a pack of tuna. It's considered like a canned meat, she said. And I had like a fat stack because I always buy a bunch for my, you know, lunches. And they're like, sir, two per person. No hoarding. I was like, I'm not hoarding.
That won't even get you through the week.
That's one day. That's one lunch is 2 packets.
I don't eat tuna, but I actually stocked up on tuna before all this shit went down. So I'm part of the problem, I think.
No. I love tuna.
Hey, I went to the supermarket the other day, yesterday actually, to just stock up on fresh food. So I feel
salads.
This is the last time I'm going out. You know, I was already like pretty hunkered down and stocked up, but I was like, let me go get fresh stuff because this is. We're locking the doors after this. And it was interesting because there was like I got both ends of the spectrum because I was walking around the store. I had gloves on. I was trying to stay away from everybody. And there was some mom with her like college age daughter casually, like just walking around like, oh, what's over here? Oh, this looks good. And they're like coming up behind me and I'm like looking over my shoulder, like trying to push my cart away from them. And they keep like just casually walking down the aisle behind me. Oh, look, burgers. Oh, there's cheese. And I'm like, can you get the fuck away from me? Like I wanted to yell at them.
Right.
And they're just like strolling along, like following me. It was like driving me nuts. But then later on, other end of the spectrum, I'm pushing my cart through the store and a lady comes literally running down the aisle. She has one rubber glove on, the other hand is bare, and she has a pack of, like, a loaf of bread under her arm, and she just, like, runs up to me, and she's like, huh, huh, huh. She looks at my cart, she's like, where'd you get that bacon? And I was like, it was down there, and she, like, turns and, like, full speed runs away. And I was like, oh, my God.
See, there's tweakers out there already who are just, like, on a good one.
Yeah, it was like, okay, that lady's not taking it seriously enough, and this lady is, like, scaring me. So I'm in the middle, you know.
That's funny. Yeah, when I went to Costco, there weren't any, like, psychos like that or anything. There weren't any, you know, but it was, like, two types of people. It was, like, people who were, like, with it and, you know, were maintaining space and, you know, just doing what they got to do, and they were, you know, it was cool. And then there were people who you just felt like haven't watched the news at all. Like, just like, okay, yeah, go over here, okay. And then they would just, like, get in people's shit. And they had staff there that were actually like, can you back away from them? Like, staff was stepping in. Like,
That's good.
And none of it was, like, mean-spirited. It was all just like, bro, do you not get it? Like, back up. Like, dude, back up, you know? It's just like.
I have, like, family members who live on the East Coast, and I'm, like, calling to check up on them. And it's like, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm, like, trying to go out, but all the restaurants are closed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean you're trying to go out? And they're like, well, why wouldn't I be? And it's like, I don't know. I could tell you one good reason.
Yeah.
Like it's like they haven't been watching the news for, you know, all week.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, maybe I don't, the whole country isn't locked down the way we are, right? It's just like, it's like a handful of states and we're one of them. Is that what it is? Or.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. As far as I know.
I saw this thing that said that obviously Italy went into lockdown, but Italy, according to this video, is basically like the size of Arizona with 8 times as many people. They have 60 million people in Italy living in a space the size of Arizona. So that whole country is on lockdown, but that's like a state here. So California state is on lockdown. That's kind of the equivalent,
right?
But it's not the whole country. I mean, as far as I know, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe
because I really like once. once they closed my kids' schools, so that was last Friday, I've been like real cautious, like extra cautious. But then it's like, well, how long has it already been here before? You know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
So this is my train of thought. They say as many infected people as they're being reported, there's probably, some people say 5 to 10 times as many. Some people say at least 10, maybe 20 times as many. Because they're saying that, you know, only the sickest 20% of the population is having really bad symptoms.
Yeah.
So those are the people that are going to get tested. So the tests are really only reflecting the sickest 20% of people who are going to get the test. So that 80% of people who are probably not getting tested. That's why there's probably way more infections that are being reported.
Right.
So they say there's like 130 here in San Diego, but I think it's probably closer to 10 times that, like 1,000, maybe 1,300, you know?
Right. But San Diego is so big that, like, you know, we don't know. The whole thing is like, we just don't know any of it. Like, I don't know. Is it in my neighborhood? I don't know.
Sean's
like,
picture keeps getting grimmer and grimmer by the second.
Every time we cut to a flashlight.
Hey, I'm going to get off this roof. I'm going to jump, though. Okay?
No, don't jump.
Well, at least
don't
have the umbrella. Let us lay down.
One second.
Yeah, come on, Mary Poppins.
I'll be right back.
Oh my god, he jumped. Oh,
he jumped.
Okay, we're gonna cut away from that. Oh my god. We hope he's okay.
Still died, as he probably did too.
Damn. I'm really sorry about that, guys.
Sorry about that.
Oh wait, Sean's alive.
You hate to see it.
We didn't mean to show a death on camera, but oh, looking better. Well, at least the lighting's better.
What is that? A trampoline?
Yeah, if there's even a chance that was a real death, I don't want to see it. Okay. Can I, if Sean is okay, I wanted to bring up a couple things, but I want to make sure he's healthy. Is he okay?
Sean, is he okay?
Hi. Hey, guys.
Like
sorry about that.
I'm trying to do a show here.
Hey, guys. I'm really sorry.
Oh, my God. Sean, you missed it. I just reviewed American Movie. I'm so sorry. You just missed it.
Oh, man. Well, whatever.
That's a joke, Sean. He didn't watch American Movie. He watched Thomas Jane's The Punisher.
No.
Well,
hold on.
Derek, that holds up because it's in 4K.
Hold on. I didn't just watch Punisher.
Okay.
I watched Wall-E. When was the last time you watched Wall-E?
Are you fucking serious? Wall-E?
Yeah, because the 4K Blu-ray came out.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Somebody got it for me for Christmas,
so
I wanted to pop it in.
You won't watch my movie, American Movie, you'll never watch because it's not in 4K.
That's not true.
You're such a snob.
That's not true. I got a bunch of gifts for Christmas and I'm going through them. And I wanted to put something on that I'd already seen, you know, because I was working at home. That's what it is I put on movies I've already seen so that if I miss a thing, yeah. I don't, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know what, Rocco? I am not upset because you have been coming in to work. You are working your ass off because I can't do that much. You've been streaming a lot more, doing these things. You get a pass this
exactly.
week.
And if I
the
put on Wall-E during
years,
all that, who cares if I miss something? But if I put on American Movie, I'm going to miss all the important details.
There's so many important details. You're not going to know what's going on.
I just want to say, though, real quick, because it's important. Shouts out, Wall-E. That's still a good movie.
Good movie.
That's one of the better Pixar movies, I think.
Shouts out.
That's my favorite Pixar movie.
I think I'm with you, Derek. I think that might be mine. I mean, soft spot for the original Toy Story. I put that up there. Classic, but I think that's my favorite. I'm gonna agree with you.
And you guys saw that they did what I said they should do and put it out Onward on. You can download that now.
Yeah. They totally listened to exactly what Sean said, and Onward is out. Good thing.
They should give you like a little slice of the profit. You know,
just a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot, just a little.
give you back end or whatever. Anyway, okay, so we talked enough about Wall-E. I want to say, unless anybody has any Wall-E thoughts, feel free anytime.
No.
And I want to say before I get into this, Derek, I apologize. I fucked that game up so bad. I've been feeling bad this whole
You did your best.
Episode.
No, I think it was funny. I mean, you
fucking, I bombed the whole thing. Fuck.
You acted like a robot, but you were a human, but that's okay.
Yeah, got his ass shot.
Yeah, he got his ass shot. It's like a personality test, you know? Yeah. There's no wrong answer.
You know, I just, you know, I don't know. That guilt's going to be with me a long time. But anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to bring up a few things. We announced a few things today. If you looked at our Patreon, if you looked at, you know, mega64.com and all that. A lot of people have been asking us lately what's going on with, you know, we have this, in case you don't know, we have like this whole half hour show that we did in years past that was three seasons long. It was Mega 64 version 1, 2, and 3 is what we called it. And we've been working on a new one, Mega 64 version 4.1, like a new kind of like movie kind of follow-up to that. Anyway, so we faced a lot of obstacles in getting more of this. You know, it's only been available in physical version. We put it out on DVD, and then we had a Blu-ray box set of version 1, 2, and 3. But that's been out of print. The place that made them is gone. There were all kinds of logistical issues with some of the content and just whatever. So we wanted to look at kind of doing a digital version of it. Somehow people have been asking for that. So we were kind of looking at ways to do it. Then all this stuff happened where everyone's stuck at home. And, you know, it kind of, we kind of started putting it in motion. We wanted to get this done a little quicker because we feel like people want this now. And so we're going to try to have it out soon. Lord knows I have the time now. I'm here. I'm pretty much here. I'm like Desmond in the fucking hatch here every day working on video stuff. Anyway, but we've been talking about this for a while. We're gonna have some more updates on it soon. But we're gonna have all these episodes, version 1, 2, and 3, plus extra stuff, plus new stuff on our Patreon. It's going to be part of a certain tier on our Patreon where you will be able to watch it all digitally in the best quality it's ever been made available. And we'll have more details on that soon. No, we don't have all the details now, but it, on a certain tier of our Patreon, we're going to have an entire archive of those episodes plus more stuff than even was on the box set. So patreon.com/mega64 for all the info. We also, but what I wanted to say was, I know some people are going to still want the physical version, and, some things for legal reasons and other boring reasons will have to change when they go to digital. If you at all want the physical version, or, you know, and you're concerned about that kind of thing, we did find one last box of the Blu-ray box set. And we found not only that, but we found a copy or a box of the original run of version 2.
That's crazy.
The version 2 DVD, wow, with the original cover and everything. Like, we have not had that available in a decade. I don't even know. But we found a box of those too. So we're going to make those available on our store, shop.mega64.com. this Tuesday, which I believe is March, 24th, I think. Mm-hmm. We're going to make those available on the store. We searched for those as fast as we could because, again, we know people are at home. They need stuff to watch, and we are still shipping to your home from here. So we're going to put those out on Tuesday, March 24th. If you want the original versions of all those episodes, things like that, in a physical format, they'll be available that day. And, but there's just one box of each thing, and they're going to go quick. What's that, Sean?
I was going to say, this is like legitimately, especially with the box set, this is your last chance to ever own this. Like, we're never going to print this again, right? Like, that. This is it.
Yeah, in the form that they're in right now, that's kind of the, yeah, that's, this is kind of the last shot, yeah.
Yeah, because as you said, like, the things if it changed for legal reasons or whatever,
yeah,
like, if it ever gets made again, it will be a different version. This is like when CKY first released, you know, what was it, the first one, it's like there's all these things they had to remove later because of legal reasons.
Exactly.
So
Yeah, and you know, I'm not we're not saying we're not going to do physical media ever again, but it's a lot harder to do now, and especially with the content that's on version 1, 2, and 3, so much has kind of changed in that landscape that I don't know when that will ever come out. But we are going to do all this stuff digitally and with a lot of stuff that hopefully you've never seen. But if you want that Blu-ray box set, be on it Tuesday morning, March 24th. So that's coming to shop.mega64.com. Check that out.
That's cool.
But back to our Patreon. Yeah, patreon.com.
People are asking what was removed. Eric.
Yeah, it was Eric.
All trade.
Yeah, to get it. Yeah, Eric. We have a strict no rooster teeth clause, so pretty much he. But don't worry, he will be. We're gonna pull. We're talking with Lucasfilm, LucasArts, all of those guys to get Eric replaced and replace him with who it was always supposed to be, which is my dad.
Yeah.
Anytime totally. You saw Eric talking, it was supposed to be my dad.
Your dad as Michael Jackson. That's what it
was. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, we got to do that video still at some
the
point.
The glove and the
Yeah.
That was a good video. Holy shit. That was a long time ago.
I know we talked about that on podcast a long time ago, but we had a video plan where my dad was going to play Michael Jackson. And man, we got to go. We'll make it. It's not too soon anymore. We'll make it.
Let's tell people. All right, just you're thinking that's stupid. Here's the funny part of the video. It was after Michael Jackson died, and we discover it's Rocco's dad. No, I'm not dead. I'm the real Michael Jackson. Finally, I have free time to play all these video games. And we go, prove you're actually Michael Jackson. And he does a Michael Jackson-esque dance that is so good.
Yeah.
It convinces us beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's the real Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was a video concept rejected by IGN back in the day. And I can't imagine why. But
hey, honestly, if we would have made that video, it'd be a classic right now. People would love that video.
Do you remember we looked on his website? They had a 3D map of his arcade.
Yeah.
And we were going to use that as like the background for the green screen.
Yeah, that was the whole premise of the video, is we were going to film it all on green screen and do that, you know?
Yeah. The asset was just there. I wonder if that's still up. Is Neverland Ranch still operating?
Who owns Neverland Ranch? Can I go there? Is it for sale?
Yeah,
is
Neverland Ranch still open? Like, do they have, like, is it like a fun theme park? Or
is it like a crime scene and they're still, it's all locked down? I don't know.
I think that's where Blanket lives now. It's Blanket's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Blanket's so lucky.
Bubbles watches over the estate now. It's like Planet of the Apes, but it's just like, just a estate of the apes.
I wish I was Blanket.
Is Bubbles still alive?
No, Bubbles is dead. He died of a broken heart.
Damn. Kind of a Padme Amidala situation.
Yeah. They executed Bubbles as an accomplice, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to say real quick, just to wrap up what I was saying. Patreon.com/Mega64. Stay tuned for the updates on all the version 1, 2, and 3 stuff going there, whatever. But we also did announce the new the gifts for the next gift package that's going to our patrons. We're getting out the ones that were backlogged are finally reaching people, which is great. You know, things were held up, as you can imagine, by a lot of stuff, but finally all that is catching up. And we have new ones, new gifts for they will ship in summer if you are on our Patreon for the next 3 months, fund for the next 3 months, you'll get those. It's a pizza themed package. So there is a, how do I even introduce this? There is a Pizzatron Light Cycle pizza cutter with working bottle opener is one of the physical items.
This thing is like it looks like a toy Light Cycle, but it's a functional pizza cutter. And fuck it, why not? It also opens bottles.
Yeah.
It's the future.
Yeah, it's great. And then there's a VG Pizmasters apron from our If Pizza Was Video Games video from that pizza place. From the staff there. It's crazy. Anyway, you'll like this package a lot. It's gonna be cool. So check out patreon.com/mega64 and check out all the updates there. And that's pretty much it. That's all I kind of wanted to talk about for now.
Cool. Very cool.
Anyway, we're way over, I guess. So I guess we should wrap it up.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for watching and hanging out with us. I wanted to do more streams from my house. I wanted to watch Cat in the Hat with you guys, but the internet here has been so shitty. I don't know if it's just me, but I think everyone's on the internet. I just can't get anything to work.
It could be that. I know a lot of ISPs are trying to keep up, and mine's been okay.
Down left and right. Mine's been kicking it.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Also, the Twitch app, I'm going to say it, garbage. It
sucks. It's been years. I've used – are you talking about like on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, it's been years, and I've tried to use that out and about, and it will like not go live, or it will say it's live and it's not. It will.
That's what it is. It says it's live, and there's no counter on it, and it's just like it's not live.
Yeah,
it's not.
And it's been years. It's funny. I tried using it like 5 years ago, and it did that. And recently, it was doing the same thing to me. I use there's a lot of different third party apps that are much better.
Okay, I'll start using that.
That I think are better
to
use.
I'll chat about that after, but I'll get because it's fucking terrible.
It's really weird. You would think that would be top priority for them or something. I don't know why it's still doing that stuff.
You know what works pretty good? I've seen a lot of people using it during this kind of lockdown situation. Mm-hmm. Is Instagram Live? I see a lot of our friends on Instagram. Yeah.
Instagram Live's been killing it. Everyone I know has been doing that.
But maybe we should do that. You guys should follow us on Instagram, and maybe we'll go live a couple times and do, you know, little chats.
Yeah, we'll have Johnny. Instagram. We'll have Johnny put our Instagram handles in this for the Tuesday upload.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Cool. But yeah.
Wait, I got something to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Theme song.
Oh shit.
I'm a lonely horseman. Got my pistol. I'm just trying to be somebody besides the lonely horseman. Got my gun at my side. I'm just trying to be the lonely horseman.
Thank you.
Good night.
All right. Tonight's going to be a hell of a show. We're just getting started, everybody.
Fuck.
Animal Crossing. No, I'm just kidding. Very, very good the show.
Oh, good night.
Broken.
All right. Good night.